This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome into an Atlanta Soccer Tonight special, getting ready for Copa America in Atlanta on Thursday. Argentina and Canada kick off the tournament. But this conversation is going to bounce around a few different things. That game's going to be included. We're going to talk about Scotland as they get back into the Euros on Wednesday. We're also going to talk a little bit about Atlanta United. Really excited to talk to you, Stephen Caldwell of TSN in Canada. Stephen, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me, Jason. Excited to be on.
Yeah, this is a fun conversation when our mutual friend Carla Glass connected us, and you're coming down to Atlanta for the Argentina-Canada game. But when I get the chance to talk to you, I have to ask about Scotland, and then we got to talk about Game one to game two and where it goes before we get into Canada. It was disappointing. I expected more of a fight in game one against Germany. I mean, the hosts are a great team. I think they're a contender in this tournament. But what was your viewpoint after having a little bit of time to digest it?
I think my disappointment grew as the time went on. Obviously, very realistic about Scotland's chances against the host nation, Germany. It was never going to be an easy game. Germany are my favourites to win the tournament. They have been for a month probably now. I really like their young team and feel like they've got a nice blend. They're playing at home. It was always going to be a crazy atmosphere in Munich. But Scotland played their part in the atmosphere, and I thought our boys would get some energy from that, and I thought our game plan would be a little more effective. I thought we got caught between, you know, sort of low block and some kind of press. Like, we were neither that kind of low block on the 18-yard line or a higher press, or a situation where we tried to get some pressure on the playmakers in the German team. And so it just meant that they had so much space to play between the lines. They looked like they could score goals at will. And we never got going. Our good players never played well at all. We sort of have two or three guys that I always felt were going to be a risk. They really seriously struggled. And we went to a heavy defeat. Now, we got to just move on. We got to forget about that. We were never probably going to get any points against Germany. It would have been nice to have played well and sort of set up game two. But it's a massive game now, because we kind of really know that we've got to get something against the Swiss. We've got to get a win or a draw so we can have a chance to progress in the final game against Hungary.
Yeah, I always felt like the way the schedule laid out for Scotland in this tournament, that game one, if you get anything out of it, even good feeling out of it, it's okay. Whatever you can take out of that, you can. And the last two games are going to decide everything, obviously. Are you worried that the nature of game one could affect the team in games two and three?
I think we've got a strong group. I think we've got an experienced group. I also believe that Steve Clarke might be the right man for this. He's neither too high nor too low. A lot of people criticise him for that, but that's his style. I've known Steve Clarke since I was like 17, 18, when he was Ruud Gullit's assistant in Newcastle. Actually, with Stephen Glass and myself, way back in the day. So He's a pragmatic guy. He's like, what you see is what you get. He's not a bad guy. He's a fair guy. These guys seem to enjoy playing under him, McTominay and Robertson and Tierney and McGinn. All these guys are comfortable with Steve Clarke. So I think he would have really tried to quickly put it to bed and build the confidence. We're missing Poitras through suspension. Probably not going to see, well, definitely not going to see him through the group stage now. He's missed two games. So we've got to fill that gap. And maybe some different personnel. I know there's a lot of clamour to get Billy Gilmour in the team. His composure, his ability to take the ball anywhere and sort of start attacks for Scotland, vital. So I see him playing in this second match against Switzerland. And we've got to move on. Like, one of the best traits, I guess, of us Scottish people is we just sort of... we can brush things off and go to the next one. And we've got no time to feel sorry for ourselves. We have to get ready for an enormous game. And, you know, like I said, realistically, we were probably always heading into that game with no points. We've just got to say, well, we are where we expected to be. This is the big performance that's needed in the Switzerland match.
It feels like in these next two games, Scotland can play a little more, I don't know, expansively on the front foot. I feel like they have the players who can have more of the ball, and something that I kind of felt that way in the last Euros as well. It felt like this group had matured to a point that there can be bigger expectations than there were in the past. Is that accurate?
I think it's accurate. I really do. After the Euros 3 years ago, we've gained experience from that. So you would think we're in a better position to go and express ourselves, and that's the key. You got to play your best football when it matters most. There's been a trend so far in this Euro 2024 tournament that teams that are positive, and I don't necessarily mean tall football or, you know, get the ball forward quickly. It's not about the style. It's more about the mindset. Actually, like, sticking to the game plan and really believing in it, and the game plan having a positive element, whether it's to be fast and vertical in the counter attack, or it's to, you know, pass the ball, you know, consistently side to side, whatever it is. It doesn't matter about the tactics. It matters that you commit to the plan and there's a positive element to it. And Scotland need to find their plan against Switzerland that's got that positivity, if they're going to get a result. Because I was pretty impressed with the Swiss, especially first half against Hungary. They were excellent. They've got some good players. They've been consistent at the major tournaments. You know, you kind of always see them there coming to the end of that generation, but it's not like they're finished. So big game for us to puff out the chest and go and show everyone what we're made of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's interesting you mentioned that mindset, because I feel like that kind of crosses us over into Copa America a little bit. I'm with you. The teams in the Euros, it's been the ones that have been proactive that I think have impressed. The ones that have been reactive and played on their heels are the ones who are struggling a little bit. Now, South American competition, I think it's a whole different mindset here, and it's going to be fascinating the group that Canada is in, with the favorites in Argentina, a Peruvian team that is physical, that can fight, that's good defensively, but isn't really on the attack-minded side of things. And Chile, I don't really know what to expect with them. It feels like it's there for Canada to get out of this group if they're proactive.
It is, if they play to the best version of themselves. And I really believe it has to be 100%. You know, like 80%, 90%, I don't think it'll do it. I don't think it'll get you out of the group. So Canada have to be the best version of themselves. They have to be, they have to have their top guys playing their best. David, Davies, Stakel, Coney. And they have to have, maybe Buchanan comes into that. Although I think Buchanan's got some more issues because of lack of minutes that he's had at club level. But if they're positive and they tackle it right, I do think it can be a challenge to Argentina. It's maybe a little bit like Scotland, Germany. They're going to have to play really excellent to get anything from that game, but they're going to probably want to break the play, slow the play down, like we see often with common ball games. It's slow, it's fouls, it's, you know, it's mm-hmm. We keep saying the dark arts here. I hate that phrase, but it's only came to my mind there. But it is really the dark arts of football to try and gain an advantage and upset your opponent. Canada have to have a version of that against Argentina. Second game is very winnable. I've done a lot of analysis on three of these teams, Argentina, Peru and Chile. Peru are beatable. They really are. I don't want to have any disrespect towards them. It will be a tough, tough game for Canada, but they can win that one. And then the last one, I think Chile are better than people think.
Okay.
They're getting on a bit, but these guys are still good. Sanchez and Vargas. Nunez, I like the Norwich guy in the middle of the park. They're tough, you know, but Canada can get a result. So a great tournament would be obviously going through, but really progress for Canada is getting in that last game with a chance to go through. Whether it's a win or a draw against Chile, takes them to the next round. That would be amazing, and that would set up a big match and a phenomenal experience that will set Canada up. Really, ultimately, we want to be prepared as best as we can for 2026. So Canada have to get, would be great if Canada can get an opportunity to potentially progress in that last game at kickoff against Chile.
It's still early days in the Jesse Marsh tenure, but how is Canadian soccer taking to Jesse?
I think pretty well. There's a lot of respect for Jesse around the world, certainly here in Canada. He's a guy that's done it before at the highest level. So, he's come in. Everybody knows how Jesse likes to play. He's very clear. He's never, you're never unsure about what kind of style he wants. I think it suits the players. A hybrid version of the all-out press that we might have seen from some of his teams is the way forward, in my opinion. Because I think as an international manager, he's never really going to get long enough and enough touch points for these guys to have them in this, to press as high as Jesse has pressed in the past, that everybody believes is the Red Bull way, takes hours and hours and hours of work in the video room, on the training ground, through matches, learning. Ralf Rangnick does it with Austria, but even today against France, Rangnick's press was different. It wasn't like full out press. So I think that hybrid version, pick and choose your moments, it worked against France. You could see the improvement between the two games. So as long as Canada keep improving and sort of show that they're capable of that Jesse Marsh way, the identity that he likes, then I think it's going to be a great appointment. And these guys will mature naturally, and he could be the right man to get them the best prepared for 26.
For fans in Atlanta who are coming out on Thursday, and it should be just an amazing kickoff to this tournament, a packed house at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, who is a player in the Canadian team that they might not know very well that they'll know by the end of that match?
Ishmael Coney.
I love Coney.
What a player. You know,
love him.
The sort of avid MLS fans probably all know Coney from Montreal. I think he actually came into Mercedes-Benz Stadium a few years ago and had a really strong game.
I remember that one.
And it was one of his kind of breakout games that was his breakout season, and he had a brilliant match, and we covered him a lot here in Canada with TSN that season. We saw a young man who had undoubted potential. And having worked with him with the national team as assistant coach when Mauro Bello was in his interim role, I saw him mature like camp to camp. You know, he was at Watford by this point. He's still there in the Championship in England. And his body is developing. His maturity is coming. He's sort of like game awareness and understanding of when to go forward, when to sit, you know, when it means just keeping it safe and when you want to play that more extravagant pass is just improving. It was improving before our eyes, you know, October to November to then March when we saw him again. So a good lad, wants to learn, an outstanding player, really comfortable taking the ball in any situation with pressure against them, can drive away for pressure, can run with the ball, can pass, starting to improve his range of passing. And the only thing left, I would say, is goals, like composure getting in the box, the timing of runs into the box. I still think he's got a bit to go with that, but what a player. People will love watching him play. This tournament's a massive shot window for him because I think this guy will go to the very top. I think he'll play in one of the five leagues in the world, the top five leagues in the world. He's playing at Watford, so you would think that if he has a big tournament, there'll be a nibble from two or three of the Premier League clubs.
If we see them in the same part of the field a good bit, I think we will. Kone and Rodrigo De Paul are going to get to know each other pretty well. Oh, yeah. That could be a very fun battle.
Rodrigo De Paul is going to go kick Kone early, isn't he? That's what he does.
Yeah, he is.
And I think he's going to test the youngster. So we'll see what he's made of, because if he can stand up to him, then he can stand up to anybody in world football.
It's going to be a fun one on Thursday. I got to ask you, since you're jumping into Copa America now, I feel like the team that's got the most pressure on them in this tournament is the U.S., and they have to get out of the group. It's a group that they should get out of. They have to. If they don't, I think there's some serious questions to be asked. What's your take on the U.S. men's national team right now?
I still think they're a work in progress. I've got tons of respect for Greg Berhalter. I know him reasonably well. I think he's a brilliant coach, but I still think he's trying to really kind of cement that identity that he's trying to find with this team, which I'm sure frustrates him. I thought it might have came a bit quicker with the players that he's got at his disposal, but he's, you know, they're a little bit hit and miss. What would I say about them? Unclear about the best 11. Let's start there. Unclear in some areas, particularly midfield, the best makeup of that midfield, the best 11. And I think they've got a bit of issues at centre-back. Tim Ream's an excellent player, but he's getting on a little bit. I love Richards. I think Richards could be an outstanding centre-half. There's nobody behind the guys that I think is capable of really playing at that level, like competing for Copa Americas as an example, or, you know, going really deep in the World Cup in the US in 2 years' time. A guy that everyone will know well is Miles Robinson, of course, and very disappointed with him at BMO recently with Cincinnati. Like, I don't think he's took his game on to the next level, so he's got a lot to go. He's got a lot to kind of a gap to bridge, if he's going to be a partner to Richard. So there's some question marks there, and I still think goalkeeper's a bit an issue. So what I'm trying to say is, to go far in these tournaments, to be contenders, the 11, let's call it 14, 15 players have to be really strong. And Canada's similar. There's 4, 5, 6 that are like really strong, and then there's a few weaknesses that I think is going to hold Canada and the US back, and they've got to find some answers to the gaps if they want to go very far, either in this tournament, maybe too early to find the gaps, but by 26... you got to find the answers if they want to go far in the home World Cup.
Yeah, I'm with you, especially on Miles, seeing him in Cincinnati. I don't think it's progressed his game. And
no, should have went to Europe, Jason.
Yeah.
He should have moved to Europe to develop his game, but he didn't. He chose Cincinnati, probably with money in mind and whatever, but I think it was a poor decision by the young man.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where he goes at the end of the year, because I think it's just a 1-year deal with an option
all right, okay.
At the end. We'll see. But speaking of MLS, we'll end with this. You know Carl Robinson very well. He is now the assistant manager here in Atlanta with Rob Valentino as the interim manager. Comes in with a ton of experience. What should Atlanta United fans know about Carl?
Carl's a great guy. He's been an extremely good friend of mine for, 20 years. Can't believe it was that long. We were teammates at Sunderland many years ago. We won the championship. Outstanding player. Robbo was a great player. He was someone who was a good leader, challenged people to be better, was an excellent midfielder, could play any kind of role in the middle of the park. And we kept in touch. We're still very good friends. I'm delighted that he's back in the game. I'm actually selfishly delighted that he's back in North America. He had kind of went over to England to Birmingham with Wayne Rooney. So it's good that we've kind of drew him back here. And I hope for Atlanta United's sake that they keep a guy like this on. Whatever happens, if Robert Valentino gets a job full-time, great. If not, you want to keep a guy like this in your organisation. He can play a number of roles. He's very knowledgeable about the game. You've got a good one there. I'm sure there's a lot of teams around MLS that would like his experience and his ideas on football. Atlanta's a great club. I got to just say this before I leave. What a club Atlanta is. One of the best in MLS, and a credit to the new kind of franchises that came in and I think gave MLS a little boost that they absolutely needed by raising standards of training ground, standards of stadium, standards of players that were acquired, the way that things are run, brilliant. So I know it's been a tough couple of years, but they'll be back and they'll get it right, and they'll always be up there in my mind as one of the biggest clubs in North America.
It's been a fun ride seeing all of it develop here in front of us in Atlanta, and Thursday is part of that development. I mean, if you'd told me when Atlanta United started that we'd have the opening match to Copa America in that stadium in 8 seasons, I would have thought you were crazy. But yeah, this is where we're at, and you're going to be there calling it for TSN. Steven, thank you so much for the time. Much appreciated. And I'll try to catch you when I get into the building on Thursday.
Hope to see you, Jason. Thanks for having me, and can't wait for Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.